We're now just 2 weeks away from Election Day. The main focus is on the presidential election, but in addition to regional and local races and measures, we have 12 propositions on the state ballot. In the second of our three-part series, we'll continue our crash course on the propositions. This morning, we'll look at propositions 18, 19, 20, and 21. They focus on issues ranging from giving a new tax break to older adults or disaster victims who sell their homes to a proposal which could expand rent control. Once again, we turn to longtime California Lutheran University political science professor Herb Gooch for the pro and con arguments. A reminder, this is just an overview. We start with Proposition 18. It would allow some 17-year-olds to vote. Now, the reason we say some is this. The proposal says if you're 18 at the time of a general election and can vote, you should also be able to vote in the primary. Professor Gooch talks about the pros and cons.
The argument in favor of it is that, well, it does make sense that somebody's going to be able to vote in the general election. Why shouldn't they vote in the prior election that selects who the candidates are going to be? The argument against is, are 17-year-olds really capable? The argument against being, well, how responsible is a 17-year-old?
Proposition 19 is one of the most controversial props in the ballot. It's a proposed constitutional amendment which would give those 55 and older the ability to keep their current property tax rate if they sell their home and buy another. People with disabilities and disaster victims would also be among those eligible. It would also mean that only inherited properties used as primary homes or farms would continue to be eligible for property tax savings. Cal Lutheran's Herb Gooch talks pros and cons.
The main pro is it would make it a lot easier for baby boom and up generations to sell their places because they can transport their property tax, the original property tax. So it would make it less expensive for them to move. That opens up a lot of new housing that younger generation could move into. The con is that you've got a number of people that have an artificially low tax rate that they can transport, which then, that from local government's point of view, hey, what's going on here? We may not have enough money.
Proposition 20 is being promoted as a measure which would close loopholes in current laws which allow some offenders convicted of what are considered to be nonviolent crimes to be paroled. It would authorize felony sentences for some things which are misdemeanors now, and it would require law enforcement agencies to collect DNA samples from some adults convicted of certain misdemeanors. Political science professor Herb Gooch talks about the arguments pro and con.
What this proposition would do would be to try to eliminate some of the technical problems, judges being allowed to classify crimes and felonies. I think one really wants to look at who's supporting and who isn't, and sheriffs and legal system pretty much is in favor of this reform. The con would be you're going to end up throwing perhaps more people in jail at a time that there's a strong feeling that the justice system is biased against certain groups, especially poor people.
Proposition 21 looks at another controversial issue, rent control. It would expand the existing ability of local government agencies to enact rent control. Both sides contend they're doing what's best for renters. Again, political science professor Herb Gooch.
It would make it easier for cities and counties to set rent control, to make it easier for people who want to rent to expand their choices and stay in their houses at a much lower rate. The argument against it is that if it were successful and you had a lot of apartments and homes at a lower rate, you're going to cost the community more money. Many economists feel those in the building industry will find this will discourage them from investing.
Tomorrow morning, we'll look at Propositions 22, 23, 24, and 25. Again, this series is just an overview for those who haven't had a chance to review the propositions. You can find a link to the official wording of all of the propositions, plus detailed pro and con arguments on our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.